Now, back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther on CFOS.
Our listeners know that quite often I like to play Elvis gospel songs. Some of you may have been old enough to have seen Elvis on TV on his third of three appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show, January 6, 1957. Mr. Sullivan and CBS insisted on no gospel songs or hymns, but Elvis had promised his mother, Gladys, that he'd sing Peace in the Valley. Elvis, despite his youth and rocketed fame, was deeply troubled by the horrible events of the Hungarian Revolution, which lasted during October and November of 1956. Elvis, with the blessing of Ed Sullivan, used this platform to raise today's equivalent of $50 million for the suffering souls of Hungary. Thank you, Elvis, for heeding your mother. And if that weren't enough, he also gave considerable support to the March of Dimes to help children afflicted with polio. All the while in New York City. What a busy schedule. So as Gladys Presley had asked, here is Elvis with Peace in the Valley, with a lush background provided by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Well, tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and called me away. Where the morning's so bright and the lamb is light, and the night is as bright as a sea.
From his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about patience and perfection. Patience isn't easy for most of us. If a plane is delayed a few minutes or something doesn't happen exactly when or how we expect it to, we get impatient and frustrated. I have heard of people who quit going to a particular church because the preacher didn't stop exactly on time. James said, "Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming." See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains? You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Patience is not simply teeth-clenched endurance. It is an attitude of expectation. The farmer patiently watches his barren ground because he knows there will be results. He has patience in his labors because there will be products of his labor. So it is in the spiritual realm. God knows the final product of what is happening to us, and He would have us link patience to our faith. Ask God for the gift of patience and then use it.
Thank you, Helen, for reminding us about patience and how important it is for our spiritual life. I pray we can treasure the memories of an oft-time patient mother. The Lennon sisters are going to sing the Lord's Prayer. I want you to go back in your minds and try to remember if you learned the Lord's Prayer in school, in Sunday school, or from your mother.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be. Temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the
Mother's Day today, and I've been recently thinking a lot about my mother. She passed away 2 years ago last month. My mama often surprised me. I thought of her as a dignified woman who would never go out without dressing up. She was tall, thin, and in her 80s was the same weight she had been in her 20s. And then there was her red hair. It never went white. It just wasn't quite as bright as it once had been. I remember the last time I saw her in her Salvation Army uniform. It was at Dad's funeral, just 6 weeks before her passing. She looked so prim and proper. As officers of the Salvation Army, my parents had primarily been stationed in Greater Toronto. They had previously served separately and together in Haliburton and Whitby and Sault Ste. Marie and Bracebridge before coming to Toronto. But by the time I was born, they were well entrenched in the city. I viewed my parents as big city people, and even though my dad had been a scout leader and my mom a brown owl, I didn't think of them as country folk. So when they purchased a retirement house on Curve Lake Indian Reserve on the shore of Chemung Lake north of Peterborough, I was surprised. In thinking about this, I thought that this must have been Dad's idea. It would have been perfect for him, but not Mum. I was concerned. You see, Mum and her twin had moved from Moncton, New Brunswick to Toronto at the age of 16. All of my life with them, we had lived in cities. But the place that they had chosen to retire was a simple home right on the water. Mum had insisted that they buy a paddleboat so she could get her daily exercise. I was shocked to discover after they retired that she was cutting the lawn, for I'd never seen her cut the lawn or shovel snow before. Before long, I started to see her as a country girl. I'm sure all of us are surprised by things our mothers do. In John's Gospel, chapter 2, we find John's account of the wedding at Cana. Cana is just a short distance northeast of Nazareth, Jesus' hometown. Jesus was there with his disciples, and his mother was present. Jesus was in the earliest days of his ministry and hadn't begun to reveal even to his disciples who he really was. The party had been going on for a while when Jesus' mother became aware that the party was in trouble, for they were running out of wine. And she goes to her son and tells him, "They have no more wine." Now, Jesus didn't have the resources to go out and purchase more wine, and his mother knew this. But she knew who he was and what he was capable of. Remember back to Jesus' birth? The shepherds had come and shared what the angels had said to them. In Luke chapter 2, verse 19, we read, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." Later in that chapter, we read of Jesus as a 12-year-old staying behind at the temple in Jerusalem when his family had started home after the festival. When they found Jesus, he responded, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" And again, his mother treasured all these things in her heart. She knew who her son was. She knew the power that he would have. She knew her son was different and a gift from God. And so she says, when she learned there was no more wine, "Do whatever he tells you." And Jesus did what his mother told him to do. He turned the water into wine and saved the party. Nothing big, nothing life-changing. A simple miracle that he performed because his mother asked. All mothers have special power over their children. Mothers all hold a special place in their children's heart. They love us unconditionally and are always want the best for their children. They will surprise us, for they can do things we never thought they could do. We love our mothers, and on this special day, give thanks for their love and care for us. I am Major Neil Evenden of the Salvation Army Collingwood Community Church. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Thank you, Major Neil Evenden, for taking us back to childhood memories and how important it was to listen to our mothers. God bless all the mothers listening this morning.
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther, Sunday mornings on 560 CFOS.
The Salvation Army began its work in Canada in 1882, just 15 years after Confederation, and quickly began giving hope to those in need in this country and around the world. From the beginning, the Army adopted founder William Booth's philosophy that there is little point to preaching salvation to those who are hungry. And so the concept of soup and salvation quickly took hold, later to be developed into the comprehensive social service programs the Salvation Army operates today, many of them in partnership with government. The unique ability of the Salvation Army to respond to urgent needs, large and small, reflects the ingenuity, efficient use of resources, and remarkable improvisation which the Army structure fostered. Spiritually sound, hand to mankind and heart to God forged a bond of trust between the people of Canada and the Sally Ann, a trust which continues to this day. Please invite your family and friends to tune into our radio programs every week as we share our faith together.